heaven and sea. From your holy habitation, where are your zeal and might? The yearning of your heart. Isaiah's plea to the Lord. Who is God? Where is God? One of my perks of serving as PR host for the Synod of Southern California and Hawaii was to meet our world's Christian leaders when they visited Los Angeles. One visitor was Bishop Dutton, BNP, before his Nobel Prize. And he noted, ultimately, all you can say is that God is not remote from us. He has this deep, deep solidarity with us. God became a human being, a baby. God was hungry. God was tired. God suffered. God died. And God is with us. That was that foundational belief structure that enabled Bishop Tutu to withstand that constant persecution and the pressures that he faced in South Africa. I suggest Advent has three tenses: past, present, and future. At Bethlehem, God's creative word became flesh, built among us. Advent is chronicled for us in history, in the testimony of our gospel writer. It has been traditioned, handed down from generation to generation. And the scripture that you have heard begins with a cry to God. You have made yourself known to us. Isaiah declares, we know that you yearn for us, and we are yearning for you. Hear our prayer, Lord. No ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. For you are the potter, we are the clay. Consider your people. Will you keep silent? Every age has sung the same song. How long, O Lord, how long? Can't you see what's happening, God? The Middle East aflame, millions on the move, militant Islam, ISIS, ruthlessly cleansing everything in its way. You don't accept the views, then torture, death. Centuries of civilization have been razed, symbols of major religions destroyed, our churches burned, Jews and Christians murdered. How long, Lord? We come in long lines to borders once open, now fenced and closed and guarded from entry. On Friday, Czech President Miloš Zeman declared, the migrant wave is an organized invasion threatening our security. Macedonia's army gassed hundreds attempting to bridge the gap. 100,000 Poles in Warsaw marched in opposition to receiving any migrants. Tension is so high in France that flag makers can't produce enough flags in response to the recent carnage. How long, O Lord? In our own land, Congress wrestles with an appropriate response to the President's plea to accept thousands of Syrians. Well, over 30 states, including Michigan, have announced they will not receive any immigrants. How long, O Lord? Paul reported it many years ago. This world groans in travail. But wait, remember, Isaiah gave us God's answer. God heard the cries of his people. I will send, I will come, I will intervene, I will be with you. Only a stable and a starlit sky, an infant crying in the night, the sounds of wings, like the sighing of the wind at dawn, when Christ was born. God said, Church Father Athanasius became like man, that man might become godlike, godly. Blood, sweat, tears of humankind flow through the heart of God. For the light of the knowledge of the love of God in Jesus Christ is a light of hope that no darkness will ever diminish. Advent is also present. Sidney Carter protests, your holy hearsay is not evidence. Give me the good news of the present tense. The living truth is what I long to see. I can't lean upon what used to be. Show me how Christ you talk about is living now. Malcolm Muggeridge, that noted commentator, wrote, precisely how a man nailed to a cross over 2,000 years ago, claiming to be the Son of God, came to signify reality in contradiction to sawdust men of destiny with their fraudulent wars, revolutions, and liberations. It's something that can be understood but not explained. You either see it or you don't. He did. Who is God? Where is God? The hearing pervades our world. People scramble to buy up the writings of Nostradamus, Al Lindsay, psychics, astrologers. The latest alternative religion in America is called CrossFit. One goes to a CrossFit box. Some of you may. Also called a gym, I think. Religion takes many forms in our culture. The founder of Greg Glassman has created a for-profit movement using 13,000 licensed operators serving 2 million CrossFitters. At our divinity school lecture, he opined, we are the stewards of something salvific, messianic. For a workout brings you to your knees, so to speak. You are not broken. You adapt within a community of adaptive athletes. Cultural scholars today note that football brings people to worship as well. Sometimes called the holy day, depending on the outcome. They even have annual holidays called bowls instead of boxes. You see, our culture worships personal autonomy. Be happy. Fulfill one's potential. I want to be me. We seek caring, acceptance, belonging, but we have commitment. Selfie, I'm number one. Never let go and our response. It's when things go wrong, when the good things don't happen, when our prayers seem to have been lost, that God is most present. We do not need the sheltering wings when the things are going smoothly. We are closest to God in our darkness, stumbling blindly. For in the midst of darkness, there was a great light. There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. Advent is a festival of hope. Remember Jesus Christ. The truths of faith are preceded by faith and repentance. The gifts of God's Holy Spirit moving among God's people, claiming God's promises. God called the Son and the Holy Spirit and he said, come, let us make humankind. God moved and created Adam and Eve. Satan countered God's move, caused Adam to sin. God raised up Seth to start a new godly race. Satan countered, caused the sons of God to intermarry with the daughters of earth. God knocked on Noah's door and said, it's going to rain. How long? Satan raised up a man named Nimrod, trying to build a tower to heaven. I think it's in Dubai. God moved and sent God a multiplicity of the languages, causing confusion, for God is not going to be outdone. God told Moses, let my people go. All through that Old Testament, we have the moves by God and the counter moves by Satan. And then Jesus said to the Father, make me a body. He wrapped himself in flesh, crossed the 9-month sea, was born in Bethlehem. Satan countered. Jesus was put on a cross. Dropping his head, he cried, it is finished. They put him in a borrowed tomb. God would not be outdone. Early on a Sunday morning, God moved the stone. Today, we celebrate hope. Gene Peterson in Living the Message points out, what a lot of people call hope is in reality wishing. Wishing extends our egos into the future. Hope grows out of faith. Hope is oriented to what God is doing. Wishing is oriented to what we are doing. Hope means being surprised because we don't know what is best for us. How our lives will be completed. And to cultivate hope is to suppress our wishing, to refuse to fantasize about what we want, to live in anticipation of what God will do in our lives next. church. In our remembering, we proclaim the gracious act of God, which called each one of us into existence. Karl Barth said, we believe in order to understand. This morning, our world groans in travail, watching, waiting. Who is God? Where is God? How long, O Lord? How long? God said, not long. Eyes wide open, hearts warmed. He has come, he is come, he will come. For morning has broken, and God now says to each one of us, Christian, it's your move.